It's coming up 12 to 5 here at News Talk ZB. Let's go to Vietnam, to Da Nang and APEC. And Barry Soper, our political editor, is with us. Hi, Barry.
Good evening, Larry.
What is known about this hold-up on TPP, Barry?
Well, David Parker, who's been our lead ministerial negotiator at these talks, they've been long and hard at it into the night last night. And David Parker said that they, in fact, congratulated each other. They were patting each other on the back, thinking that they had arrived at an agreement. And then, lo and behold, that particular agreement was taken away, and within minutes, an official had a look at it and said, no, we don't like the colour of that, and it was one country. We're going to pull away from that. So more talks have now taken place. They're underway, and they're hoping to arrive at a resolution. But as Jacinda Ardern said to us later, look, this is now going down to the wire, which would indicate that they probably expect some signatures, or at least all of the signatures, on the document when the leaders meet later today here in Vietnam.
And we don't know which country is hedging on this, do we? And do we know whether, in fact, the deal could go ahead with 10 countries?
Well, in fact, that was a point I put to Jacinda Ardern. I mean, you know, could it be that maybe TPP-10? Look, I'm not sure how implacable this country is, but you may remember, Larry, going into these talks, it was Canada and Justin Trudeau said that they didn't want to be rushed. So I suspect it's got something to do with that. But look, all is not lost. If you listen, certainly, to the indications coming out of Da Nang, which is a coastal city in Vietnam today, I would think there's a general air of enthusiasm, and there may be a sign-off of this, which is they're taking it much further than what we thought it would be. I'm just about off now. I'm in a motorcade heading to see Prime Minister Abe from Japan. Jacinda Ardern has got a one-on-one with him, and you remember he was the man that said, if we want to renegotiate these agreements, then the whole house of cards could fall over. So, you know, this will be a testing time for New Zealand. But look, I suspect, Larry, that the investor disputes thing that we've talked about a lot, I think there'll be a big compromise on that. I think you'll find that New Zealand will sign up to it. It'll get, no doubt, a lot of criticism because they said it breached our sovereignty rights. But nevertheless, I think they'll probably sign on the dotted line. New Zealand will be part of TPP.
Right, couple of things. I see that Mr. Parker is saying it wasn't Canada, the country that's holding everything up. Anyway, and the other point is Mr. Parker is giving some hints that there could be some changes in this investor dispute mechanism in the wording. Are you hearing anything your way?
Well, you know, that's what he was sort of indicating to us this morning. And if there is some sort of change in that investor disputes mechanism, then it would, I guess, save face for certainly for Labor. And, you know, because they've got to present something to the public, given the fact that they were staunch critics of that investor disputes clause in the TPP agreement.
But in summary, you believe that there will be a decision sometime this afternoon your time?
It's a possibility. With these things, Larry, we've seen them come down to the wire, as Jacinda Ardern would say, and fall over right at the finishing line. But, you know, it depends on whether they can get this country that is standing out now over the line. That'll come down to the leaders' meeting here later today.
Barry Soper, our political editor from Vietnam, News Talk ZB 825.